This is Passport to Texas. How far would you travel to ensure the future of your favorite exotic aquarium fish?
We had some folks telling us that they would go as far as 50 miles to find the an appropriate body of water.
You may think releasing your pet fish into Texas waters when you can no longer care for it is humane. Yet these exotic aquarium species disrupt natural ecosystems and outcompete native fish for resources. Priscilla Weeks is a senior research scientist at the Houston Advanced Research Center.
I think that there may be a stereotype where folks think that it's fairly easy emotionally just to release a fish. But actually what we're finding is folks are very attached to their pets.
Weeks says research shows whether a person gets rid of their fish depends on personal preference.
And what we're finding so far, but this is very preliminary, is that different individuals prefer different attributes of a fish. So it's not necessarily that it grows too big in my tank because I may like a big fish.
Week says some people think releasing a fish is the only option, but among the alternatives are euthanizing and the less drastic, taking it back to the pet store. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.